So I want to read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. I don't have that pulled up here, so that's fine. This is what Paul says. This is the very end of the book. He says, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the Lord's people." He says, pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given to me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. Tychicus, the dear brother and faithful servant in the Lord, will tell you everything, so that you also may know how I'm doing and what I'm doing. I'm sending him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage you. Peace to the brothers and sisters, and love with faith from God to the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love. This is the word of the Lord. And that's the end of the book of Ephesians. Thanks be to God. So I'm going to highlight three things here. And I didn't put slides together for you guys. So if you want to take some notes, you can. But I want to talk Thanksgiving as a source of our strength. And I want to talk about the power of our testimony, the power of prayer, and the power of friendships. And this is what Paul is highlighting here, I believe. He's writing this letter from prison. We can't forget that. And in all he shares in the power and the majesty of Jesus and the authority, the powers and the kingdoms, all these things, Paul is speaking from the lowest place in prison. And saying, above all the suffering, above all the difficulty, God's in charge. God has authority over all of this, friends. And so we ought to live in such a way, right? And that's where he goes into Ephesians 4 and talks through all that. And then he lands finally on the armor of God. And we spent some time last week talking about that. And I want to remind us the power of standing firm with the Lord. Understanding his protection, the protection of salvation over our mind, and the power of his Spirit, which is the Word, and the truth that holds all things together, and the righteousness that's like a mantle that designates who we are, and this shield of faith, this trust that protects us, and lastly, the shoes of the gospel of this very significant word, peace, shalom. That we go in shalom to the world to tell others of this amazing story of this all-powerful God who gave himself for us to create this bond of community. And so here we are this morning, and we're sharing these amazing testimonies and worshiping together. It's all in celebration of who he is and what he's done for us. What an amazing, amazing thing. And we get to invite people into that place. This is not about our own holiness. This is about him. This is not about us feeling good and checking boxes. Hey, I came to church on Sunday. By the way, Christmas sermon or services start next week. Come to Christmas. You could check that box off too. They call those Christers. Have you heard that? Christmas and Easterers. Friends, this is not about coming to church. Our life of faith in Christ is about the bond of unity, the family, the hope that he's given us, that there is purpose in our life, that we have a reason for being here. When we're doing our best, that God is with us. But when we're at our lowest and we're suffering, like Paul, we're imprisoned, God's still with us. He's still over it. He's still moving. That gospel of shalom is with us. Man, what a hopeful story. What a beautiful thing. And we could be thankful for that. That thanksgiving is a source of strength for me. Paul even says this, 1 Thessalonians. He said this in prison too. Can you say this at the lowest moments of your life? 1 Thessalonians 5:18, Paul says, rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Friends, I can't honestly say that I'm any good at Thanksgiving, not the holiday. I am so selfish. I only think about what I want. I only think about what I don't have. I want to be thankful. I want to recognize what God's doing. And then I look at Paul's story and I say, it could be a lot worse. It could be a lot worse. Hebrews even reminds us, we haven't even suffered to the point of dying yet. So it could be a lot worse, right? We're still here. We still have each other. We still have the Lord. And there's this power in prayer, this power that in our time seeking the Lord, he builds in us this sense of perseverance, this ability to follow through. Like Paul, despite his imprisonment, he shows gratitude. And somehow, gratitude and perseverance go hand in hand. And I don't understand that mystery. There's probably some psychologist out there that could explain the brain chemistry and how that happens. But I tell you, it's true. Gratitude helps us to get through the most difficult times. So this is Paul's encouragement in verse 18, to pray for all the saints. And I tell you, pray for boldness for the saints to step out. And that's what Paul asks for. Pray that I can share the gospel in prison. So when we pray, don't pray just that we can get through. Pray for courage. Pray for boldness. Pray that God would give the abundance to our friends, that they might have amazing faith to step out and do incredible things. Not just to grind their way through. God, let them grind through. No, pray that we might rejoice in our suffering, that the world might see the testimony. Amen. Let's pray for that. When our friends are suffering, when people are going through difficult times, when we have neighbors who are in the hospital, pray for boldness that they might share the gospel of shalom to whoever's around them. And like we're doing this morning, I want us to remember to encourage one another, to be present for one another, to share God's goodness, to increase the faith of the body. That's why we're sharing stories this morning. It makes Jesus look good when we tell others how good he is. I love it when we talk about Jesus. Like, that's what we should be doing, right? I do like talking about the Lions. You can talk to me after service about the Lions. We're 9-1. It's amazing. And if you really knew the history, this is a miracle. This is a miracle, says the Bears fan. So verse 21, he says, Tychicus. Yes, Tychicus, if you were wondering how to pronounce that. Tychicus will tell you everything so that you can know what I'm doing. So what's neat about this character, Tychicus, is he's in, I think, five. He's in a total of five books in the New Testament. Paul talks about Tychicus a lot. He must have been a pretty good friend. He was like Paul's, like, confidant. Hey, go tell people this. He was the messenger, and they didn't kill him. It's very subtle, but Karen's always there to get. A faithful friend, a traveling companion, a messenger. He was both there for Paul and for Timothy. A month and a half ago, probably, I encouraged us to be thinking about the people who made the most impression on us throughout our life. Whose story looked like Jesus to you? How did you find your faith? I want to ask that question in a different way, because like Tychicus, there are also those people in our lives who are just there and faithful and diligent. Who are those people? Who's been there for you? Who prays for you? Who comes over when you're low? And they can see in your eyes and they say, something's not right. Who are those people? Because I think Tychicus was like that for Paul. I think he knew Paul in an intimate way, that they understood their life of faith and the difficulties they went through. And it's no accident that in 2 Timothy, Paul sends Tychicus to Timothy to help him. There's no one I trust more. Go help our young friend. It's not just the special people, but this week, can we be thankful for those who are faithful and diligent in our lives and in our community? Can we remember those people? Friends, let's express thankfulness to each one of us. And he reminds us, and at the end, he says, peace and grace. We are reminded to thank God for the unique roles that one another plays in our lives. Amen.